The day following, Jesus would go forth unto Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, in the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith unto him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Amen. Simple thought along the lines of, He saw us underneath the fig tree. Amen. I don't know much about fig trees, but I've learned a lot about them since I moved down south, and fig trees don't grow very tall. The fig trees that I've come in contact with, the branches aren't big enough to climb. Even with my small frame, I can't climb up the branches lest I break them. A couple of weeks ago, a lady in my church told me, she said, Brother Doug, if you like figs, there's a fig tree that is loaded, and you come and pick all of them that you want. So I went down there, and if you've ever had strawberry jam, then you would love fig preserves. It tastes just like strawberry jam. Put a little strawberry jello in them. They're real good. And so I said, I'll be right down. So I went down there, and I found the tree. It was behind her store there along the highway. And I got in my van and got my buckets out and went and started picking the figs. And I picked them all on the outside, and then I thought, well, in order for me to get to some of the top branches, I need to get inside the bush. And the bush was about the size of maybe two full-size vans put together. And I got in there, and I was just picking figs left and right. And it was, a fig tree has pretty good-sized leaves on it. And so it had a full foliage of leaves, and I got in there, and I got thinking about Nathanael. And I got to thinking about that there were times in his life when he sought out a fig tree. And he got underneath the fig tree. And I thought, I wonder why an Israelite in which there was no guile. That means Nathanael must have been a pretty good fella. He must have been the type of fella that you had to search diligently to find something wrong with him and or to say something bad about. But many people like that that I've known, you know, they often get hurt. They often get hurt because of the false accusations. They often get hurt because of the injustice that is done to them. And unlike the normal people of the world, Nathanael didn't retaliate. Nathanael didn't know how to rail out against the false accusations. At least he didn't desire to do that. I read a book here a while back entitled The Tale of Three Kings by Gene Edwards. And Gene Edwards brings out the ideal of how that David sat in the court of Saul, and a lot of times David would sit there playing, and the evil spirit would overcome Saul, and Saul would have javelin in hand and desire to pierce him right against the wall. Thing that drove Saul to the point to where he was he had lost God's anointing. He had lost the very touch of God. And so with his heart consumed with a special jealousy, he took it out on David. But David didn't learn the fine art of javelin throwing. Because you see, if you do that, you find yourself becoming mad like King Saul himself. But there were times when David went out into the wilderness, and he was pursued by Saul, and he found, no doubt, his fig trees also. So Nathanael was like David to a certain degree. I think that there was times when he sought refuge there because it secluded him from all the surrounding elements of the basic worldly environment that he had to be inside. Daily, he had to work with. He had to rub elbows against them down at the marketplace. And there were times that he tried to do good, but people turned it as harm and they railed out against him. I think that Nathanael went straight back to the fig tree, and when nobody was looking, he crawls down on his hands and knees and he gets underneath those limbs. And as I picked my figs a couple of weeks ago, I had to do just that. I had to stoop way down and get in there. And when I got right in the midst of that humongous fig tree, it was like an umbrella of protection and an umbrella of camouflage over me.
Hallelujah.
I stood there and I watched the cars and the trucks as they went up and down Highway 17 down there in western Alabama. And I thought to myself, you know, I can see them, but they can't see me. I can see them go by, but they don't know that I'm in here. And I wondered, is that the way Nathanael felt? He had found a place of seclusion. He had found a place where he could go and he could sit down and he could try to regain his thoughts once again. Nathanael, oh, he found a place of seclusion. But it wasn't just a place to get away. It was a place, I think, Nathanael cried. I think it was a place where he went when he was hurt, and he didn't want anybody else to see that he was crying. Didn't want anybody else to see that he'd been wounded. He didn't want anybody else to see the darts that had been thrown at him. And he sought out the fig tree.
Amen.
He sought it out. The Bible here says that Philip was somewhat like our character last night in the service that we preached about Peter. He had great faith in this man from Galilee. He had great faith in this man called Jesus. And he runs to Nathanael and he says, come and see a man. Almost like the woman at the well that would search out a fig tree near a well outside of Samaria. When nobody else was around, that's where she would go sometimes all alone to get away from the heckling of her lifestyle. To get away from all the bombardment of the words and the hurtful things and the way that society bare down upon her. She sought just outside of Samaria a lonely well that she could probably lean up against the edge of it so that she would hide herself from the opposition of the world. Come see a man. Come and see him. But can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? You come and see for yourself. And so curiosity, no doubt, got a hold of Nathanael, and he went forth. And Jesus calls out to him, and he calls him by name, just like he's done every one of us in our time of affliction, and in our time of sorrow, and in our time of grief. He calls us because he is our Father. He calls us because he loves us. We're his children. And when we look and we listen and we hearken our hand behind our ear and we say, is that you? Did you really know what I was going through? Did you really know what I've been suffering with? Jesus calls out to Nathanael and he says, why, I saw you when you was underneath the fig tree.
Hallelujah.
Nathanael thinks, I looked to the left and I looked to the right and I looked all around and I made sure nobody seen me crawl underneath that place. That was my place of seclusion. That was my place of healing. That was my place to get off so I could just kind of get a hold and get a grip with myself so that I could face the world again. But Jesus said, but I saw you underneath the fig tree. Just like he cries out at the woman he meets at the well. I've seen you in the nights when you were behind your closed door and you cried and you wept and you wished that your lifestyle could change and you wished that you didn't have this hideous past that latches onto you like a life-sucking leech. I saw you behind that door. I saw you in the time of deep depression. Was it Jesus that walks down in a multitude around him and he is the very nucleus of them and Jesus looks up in a tree and Jesus not only sees us underneath fig trees, He sees us when we climb high above the crowd to get away from everybody, to get a better view of everything. And He calls to one that is a sinner by the name of Zacchaeus. And He said, Zacchaeus, you come down from there. Me? You want me to come down? Why, I climbed up here so I wouldn't be noticed. I wanted to see you. I've heard so much about you. Yes? And I know so much about you, Zacchaeus. You know so much about me. Yes, I've seen you in your hour of opposition because of your position.
Well.
I've seen because you work for the government and you try to rob these people of their taxes and you do an injustice to them. I know how they feel against you.
Well.
I'm going to your house. You're coming to my house. Only Jesus does that, my friend. Only Jesus meets a sinner at a well. Only Jesus calls a sinner out of a tree. Jesus sees each and every one of us when we're underneath our fig trees. And He calls out to us and He says, come. Amen. And then Nathanael says, you have seen me. You know exactly what I went through. My friend, tonight God sees every one of us when we have our hour of seclusion, when we feel like a prophet that seeks out a juniper tree or a fig tree or a well that's out in the desert to get away from it all. Jesus sees us.
Right.
He sees every one of us. He sees the hour of depression that we go through. He sees the railings, the false accusations. How do you think David felt? It wasn't a fig tree. It wasn't a well. It wasn't a juniper tree. But it was a cave. And he had returned back from after having Saul's spear in one hand and his jug of water in the other hand. How do you think David felt when he come back? And men sat there looking at David wondering, why did not you slay Saul when you had the opportunity? Why didn't you do that? What David must have felt when Joab came up and for the first time the small band of men that had followed David into this lonely cave sat there and they heard a voice cry out against David. As Joab said, you had the opportunity. Why did not you take it? Not understanding. David had his fig trees. They were caves to David. But in the hour of desolation, his Lord speaks to him of the prophetic view that he had with Samuel anointing him at the homeland with his father Jesse and all of his brethren. My friend, when you find yourself underneath fig trees, what we need to do is take a time to reminisce and see where God has brought us from and where God has brought us to today. And you hear the voice of the Savior just like Nathanael heard it, said, come out from underneath that fig tree. I saw you every time.
Yeah.
The greatest lie, the opposition of the enemy the devil has is God doesn't see. God doesn't care about you. Why, if God did, He wouldn't let things like this happen. Lest we have no persecution, we will not grow spiritually. I thank God for fig tree experiences. I thank God for times when I have to run to the cave within the desert. I thank God for the time of the juniper tree experience when God brings angels down and He performs miraculous deeds and He makes cakes just enough to give us what it takes for the journey ahead.
Glory.
Nathanael, I seen you in the fig tree. Jesus answers in verse number 50 and saith unto him, because I say unto thee that I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. If you could just get a hold of a small branch of that fig tree and hold it with every ounce of faith that you have tonight, you'll see greater things ahead. You'll see angels ascending and descending in the service and the manifestation of a New Testament church. Amen.
underneath your fig tree of desperation, hold on. Because God sees you. He saw Nathanael. And when he spoke to Nathanael, I saw you in the hour of desperation. I saw you in that time, in that place.
Glory.
It builds great faith in Nathanael.
Hallelujah.
He believes that this is Philip's Messiah that he speaks about.
Glory.
How many times has God told you, I've saw where you've been, and I'll carry you through.
Hallelujah.
There's not a person that's not in the Christian experience tonight that can't testify the fact that he has saw us underneath our fig trees.
Glory.
Amen. To God be the glory for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wanted to go to the Lord in prayer for a few moments before the service.